For weeks, months and years, the economic crisis in Greece and the prospect of a Greek exit from the Eurozone has been simmering in the background. But now it's looking serious, and a showdown between Greece and the International Monetary Fund appears to be entering its final phase. Financial markets are now bracing for the fallout if Greece is pushed from the Eurozone or walks away. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, last week Greece made a repayment on its massive debt to ease concerns about default, but it appears that hasn't been enough to restore confidence about future payments.
That's right, Michael, and Greece went right down to the wire 7 days ago and repaid $485 million to the IMF, a down payment on total debt of around $260 billion US dollars. In return, it asked for more emergency cash to keep the government running so it could pay public sector workers, but the IMF and Eurozone leaders led by Germany said no unless the Greek government delivered on promised economic reforms, and the six-day deadline to provide evidence of that is now up. But speaking in Washington earlier today, the Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis was not in a compliant mood and instead demanded an acceptable deal from the EU and the IMF by the end of June.
We need to convince our partners, especially in Northern Europe, that this government is not about going back to the profligacy of yesteryear, and they need to convince us that they are serious about rebooting a series of measures, programs, a fiscal consolidation plan that has failed. This negotiation must succeed.
That's the Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis speaking in Washington. And Peter, the International Monetary Fund must be losing patience given the signs that Greece is about to take things to the brink again.
That's right. Greece needs to pay around $1 billion US to the IMF over the next month. But given the talk there from Yanis Varoufakis, there's every chance that Greece will once again go to the brink of defaulting on its debt. But it appears the end game is approaching, and the IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde, says Greece needs to pay up on schedule and won't be granted any further delays.
Payment delays have not been granted by the board of the IMF in the last 30 years. So while all options are available to all countries, it's clearly not a course of action that would actually fit or be recommendable in the current situation. We have never had an advanced economy asking for payment delays.
And that's the IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde. Peter, how did financial markets react given the potential fallout if Greece does leave the Eurozone?
Well, Michael, not surprisingly, there was a sharp sell-off across European markets, but there's now greater confidence that a Greek exit from the Eurozone would not result in the much-feared contagion or the domino effect with other Eurozone members like Spain, Italy, Portugal or Cyprus deciding to go it alone. But as a result, Greece is now paying a lot more for its debt. Its three-year bonds are up to 30%, a sign that in addition to the IMF, financial markets still see Greece as a very risky nation to lend to, especially as that next deadline gets closer.
Business editor Peter Ryan there.